This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
18 months after Scooter Braun's Ithaca Holdings LLC acquired Big Machine Label Group and all of its recorded music assets, the veteran artist manager has sold the master rights to Taylor Swift's first six albums. The buyer reportedly paid more than $300 million. Braun profited handsomely. Meanwhile, Taylor repeatedly stabbed his voodoo doll. Lil Wayne has been charged with possession of a firearm, ammunition, and controlled substances by the U.S. District Attorney in Florida. Wayne was traveling on a private plane during a holiday trip last December when authorities found a gold-plated pistol, bullets, marijuana, heroin, painkillers, cocaine, and $25,000 in cash. Wow, that's some holiday! Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis had a happy beach outing here just 2 months before they split up. They've been together for 7 years. A source said, quote, "It's been amicable, and they've transitioned into a great co-parenting routine. The children are the priority," unquote. In September, Wilde said she was grateful for the extra family time. Not that grateful, I guess. Actress and artist Hunter Schafer, known for her breakout role as Jules in HBO's Emmy-winning series Euphoria opposite Zendaya, has signed with CAA for representation. Euphoria won 3 Emmys, including lead actress for Zendaya. It's set to premiere the first of 2 special episodes December 6th. Congrats to Hunter Schafer. Max Eric feels that his ex-fiance Demi Lovato is using their breakup for clout. Lovato, 28, showed off her new half-buzzed hairdo on Instagram, which prompted him to call her out for making a quip about getting unengaged during the People's Choice Awards. "Exploiting our breakup for clout at PCA is not chill," he wrote. "Dude, it's time for you to return to obscurity." Megan Thee Stallion has continued the slow drip of details about the July incident in which rapper Tory Lanez allegedly shot her in the foot after an argument. Yeah, Lanez has repeatedly denied her accounts of the incident without directly saying he did not shoot her. Megan claims that Lanez begged her not to say anything about the incident and offered Megan money to stay quiet. Stay tuned. Shazam, the music app for identifying songs, has unveiled its all-time 100 most Shazam songs, and at the top of the list is Tones and I's Dance Monkey. Rounding out the top 5 are Prayer in C, Passenger's Let Her Go, Avicii's Wake Me Up, and Major Lazer's Lean On. Shazam played a huge part in increasing those artists' reach. Shaz, wow! George Clooney revealed he gave $1 million each to his 14 closest pals back in 2013. He said, quote, "I just thought basically if I get hit by a bus, they're all in the will. So why the f*** am I waiting to get hit by a bus? I've slept on their couches when I was broke. They helped me when I needed help over the years," unquote. Does he need any more friends? Actress Rebel Wilson switched up her eating habits during what she describes as her year of health. Wilson, who's lost 40 pounds since changing her lifestyle, says that switching to a high-protein diet has made a big impact. She says she used to consume about 3,000 calories per day, and because they were mostly carbs, she'd still be hungry. And she now looks like a carrot. Disgraced Hillsong Church pastor Carl Lentz has gone into hiding after being fired from the trendy church. Lentz, who has preached to Justin Bieber, Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Chris Pratt, Kevin Durant, among many other stars, got the boot last week after admitting that he'd been unfaithful in his marriage. Now we're told he's embarrassed and unreachable. Good, stay unreachable. Movie theater executives don't usually quote Winston Churchill on an earnings call, but due to the dire straits of theaters in the U.S., AMC chief Adam Aaron had this to say, quote, "We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills," unquote. "And we shall charge $10 for popcorn. I'm staying home." Alec Baldwin is a hammy, blowhard comedy veteran who hates Trump. Kelsey Grammer is a hammy, blowhard comedy veteran who loves the guy. This classic real-life odd couple situation is going to be a new sitcom that'll premiere next TV season. The premise, roommates in their 20s until their warring egos drove them apart, then they reunite decades later. Canceled. A reality game show based on the popular card game Uno is in the works. The potential series hails from the television division of game maker Mattel. Adam Bonnet, executive producer at Mattel Television, said, quote, "Uno is the most popular game in the world, making it the ideal franchise to build a reality game show around," unquote. Cool. Is it? Making a live-action movie during the COVID-19 pandemic is challenging. So Judd Apatow is planning to make a live-action movie during the COVID-19 pandemic about making a movie during the COVID-19 pandemic. This will be his first Netflix feature film and his next directorial effort after this year's The King of Staten Island. Sorry, Pete Davidson. Apatow isn't ready to start casting yet. The Trash Bin. Dylan Passage, the husband of Tiger King star Joe Exotic, was arrested for two misdemeanor charges in Manor, Texas. The reality star, who was booked 3 hours after his arrest, was charged with driving while intoxicated and resisting arrest, search, or transport. His husband Joseph expressed his support for Passage, but also pointed out the dangers of drinking and driving. Idiot. The news wrap-up. Amazon Pharmacy is off to a good start, letting customers order prescriptions online. Game consoles may haul in $45 billion this year. Facebook AI detects 94.7% of the hate speech that gets removed from its platform. TV advertising is making a comeback after the pandemic slowdown. Great. Does that mean more prescription drug commercials?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Croods, A New Age, is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
BTS, B, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Crossfire is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
A Promised Land by Barack Obama is the top nonfiction book in the USA.
Golden Landis Von Jones, better known professionally as 24K Golden, is a rapper, singer, songwriter, and former child actor. He grew up in San Francisco, California, and as a child, he acted in commercials. Golden sang in the choir in middle school and high school, and with that, the importance of music in his life grew and grew. He rose to fame with his 2019 single, Valentino, which sold 1 million units. In July, Golden released the single Mood, featuring Puerto Rican rapper Ian Dior, which topped the U.S. charts, and now the song has a remix with added vocals by Justin Bieber and J Balvin, and we love it. Here's 24K Golden featuring Justin Bieber, J Balvin, and Ian Dior with the song of the week, Mood.
You've been giving hella attitude. What I gotta do to get through to you? I can never lose you. Maybe spend the night out on the town like we used to. We can sit around, watch funny on YouTube. I know at times I can have a couple screws loose. I'm trying to connect to your body, girl, like it's Bluetooth. You know what I mean? You know what I need?
We play games of love to avoid the depression. Baby,
That was 24K Golden featuring Justin Bieber, J Balvin, and Ian Dior with the song of the week, Mood. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.